You're so easy to trigger.
What? When you're going, that's so gross. Do you know how gross that is? When you say gay, do you know how gay that sounds? Do you know what? Do you know what you say?
It just sounds like lip smacking.
You know, it sounds like lip smacking me on 420 because I'm going to be eating all the snacks, daddy. Happy 420, everyone, from today's sponsor, Via. Now, luckily, yes, daddy.
Hi, gay.
No, not that kind of marketing. It's not Pride Month yet. Luckily, you can celebrate 420 the fun way with Via Hemp products. They are the Swiss Army knife of wellness. And if you need to chill out after a long day, daddy, what do?
I take a gummy.
From?
Via.
And do you have a favorite kind?
I like the High Love.
Yeah, High Love is a wonderful aphrodisiac. It mixes herbs with good vibes, and it is their best-selling gummy that awakens your senses, increases blood flow, and intensifies your sexual experience.
It's good for both a movie and sex, so it makes it perfect for Netflix and chill.
It's true. It enhances your mood with some cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and low doses of THC all in one mind-blowing gummy. And the best part about Via is they offer not just THC products, but also CBD, CBN, and a mix of products in between, all from 0 to 50 milligrams in some cases. And they make sure that you get that anywhere in the States, as long as you're over the age of 21. And again, shipping legally all over the States. So if you're looking for a good deal or maybe some gummies, try out Via, again, who legally ships in all 50 states discreetly with no medical card required. And daddy, what code can they use at viahemp.com?
Watts. W-A-T-T-S.
At V-I-I-A-H-E-M-P.com. Again, you get 15% off and a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC CBN sleep gummies. Again, what daddy?
Watts.
At viahemp.com for 15% off and some free gummies on us. Daddy, besides the lip smacking that you're doing, no, stop. That is so gross.
I don't know why you get so wigged out about that.
Because my headphones are very loud and I can hear every little pin drop in the room, including your saver, which is... Got him.
Hi, love.
Welcome back to What's Your Safe Pod. I'm Amp.
I'm Mr. Christopher.
And I... I hate it.
Get it out of your system. Why did you just do it?
I was just getting it out of our system.
Okay.
Now apologize to our audience for the mouth noises.
I apologize, audience, for the mouth noises. Although and now, some of you really liked it.
Clean my dishes if you could.
No.
Welcome back, Daddy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's like a mixture of spring and winter. It's like chilly in the shade, but warm in the sun. Kind of. So I didn't know whether to have a hoodie or not today.
Oh, it's gorgeous in San Francisco this week. I hope everyone's ready for the summertime, whether you got your Speedos ready or if you're just enjoying the Dua Lipa. Oh, my God. That woman is going to unalive me.
Unalive you?
Yeah. Like you can't say kill yourself. You can't say that.
Oh, anymore. Really? Why can't you say that?
If you say that on a YouTube video, you get demonetized. I've heard.
Oh, my God. It's going to come to this place where we can't say anything.
Well, I mean, but you don't want if you said I'm going to kill myself on a platform, you get auto flagged because it's like seen as a troublesome thing to say.
Sure.
Plus.
But it's been part of a vernacular in a way that's a joking way forever.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Oh, I get it. Yeah. And much like this podcast, society has a few kinks. So how was your week, Daddy? We just got over tax season. Let's go. Woo!
Oh, my God. That was a nightmare.
Oh! Woo!
Are you going to say, tell what you had to go through for your taxes? Mine wasn't bad. I was happy. But so I do taxes differently than you. I do it old school. I'm used to writing out a check, mailing it.
No.
Because I don't trust the electronic system.
At least the electronic system's pretty immediate. Like at least not. Anyway, no.
I also don't think you'll get audited. So here's the other thing.
People listen to us talk about taxes, do you?
I think it's relevant.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have this theory. Print out your taxes and mail them in, you won't get audited.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, because I think they have computers that flag things that go electronically.
If you do electronically so you don't do it wrong.
Their paperwork ones goes in a whole different pile.
Boring story shorter, taxes for independent content creators like myself, people that, and daddy essentially, but
yeah, I've always been.
I take the brunt of the Watts brand on me, mm-hmm. you know, and daddy is a part of that. But like my taxes are a lot more complicated than his. So I'm going to get a gay accountant next year for sure.
Why does that have to be gay? Why can't they just be a qualified accountant?
I don't know, because I want to give back to the community. Okay, you fine. Know, I want to give my money to the gays.
Okay, fine.
But we got it in, we got accepted. You know, we made it to college. No, it wasn't the worst. I've gotten better over the years. I've gotten better at accounting my own stuff and being a business person. You know, I am a CEO. Yeah, but
we have to talk about the stress that you went through for an hour last night because you thought you were going to have to.
I thought I was
print.
Pretty clear about how I was making it much quicker, and you want to keep going back to it?
Well, because
taxes are not interesting.
Fine.
I don't think. Instead, I would rather have a much, much more insightful, tea-worthy conversation with Daddy.
So, you know when you're filing your taxes?
Long story short, my taxes were stressful because they want so much information from you. So, yes, I didn't want to print out 400 pages of paperwork.
Anyway, I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
We're not.
Okay, fine. So, this just happened to me at the gym.
He's in a rare mood today. Wow, the callbacks.
So, you know how people put a towel down on their machine to keep sweat from getting on it and stuff? So I was doing a leg workout today and I was kind of, I don't like my new gym because there's not a lot of leg machines. So you kind of have to keep watching when people are done and just bolt over to the machine to get to it.
Sure.
Anyway, so I was on to my last machine, which was that you lay down with your butt in the air and you do those curls towards your butt. I don't know what it's called. A leg curl,
an
maybe?
An extension or a curl?
Yes. Those.
Okay. Okay. So there's an abduction in it.
So I look over across the room and I see that the bench is empty. So I walk over.
You were speeding.
But there was a towel on the bench. And so.
Ooh, that should be illegal.
I go around. I'm looking. Nobody seems to be within like a 40 foot radius trying to claim this machine. But I know the second I get down on that machine, some person indignantly is going to come up. Oh, that's my machine. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, just looking at my phone for 30 seconds, turns into a minute, looking around. I'm looking at the water fountain. Where is this person who's left there? And not only was there a towel, there was like a water bottle on the, like the shelf.
I would have just sat down. I just would have sat down and started working out. And if someone came up, cause this happened to me the other day at my gym, which is not as hard to get stuff, but I waited.
So I just didn't want to get yelled at. So I, because I had a confrontation last week with somebody who, me and my workout partner had like walked a foot away from the machine we were using and we were talking to each other and somebody tried to snake into the machine we were actually actively using. And I was like, oh, wait, we're doing it. And he got really mad at us. So I did not want that situation to happen again.
Okay.
So I...
This is multiple shots of espresso.
We could talk about taxes if you'd rather.
No. I can riff off of this one. Okay, this happened to me this week as well.
So finally I'm like, okay, fuck it. I know I'm going to get in trouble if I use this machine. So I use a machine that was similar, but not one I like, right next to it. And I'm like two sets in and I see this guy just like walk over, casually pick up the towel, throw it to the side and start using the machine.
That's what I would have done.
God damn it. Why didn't I do that?
So that happened the other day at my gym. I'm not as particular about the machine. I was able to go, but like I did a full workout and the towel was still there. So I just took it off. No one said anything. But I was working out with my workout partner this last week.
But the moral, though, is don't leave your towels on machines when you're done.
Oh, no. The moral is if your towel's left on there for more than a minute and there's no one doing nothing, I'll probably take the towel off politely and just start working out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not waiting.
But some people like to do like supersets from across the gym.
No, when it's busy.
Which I don't think it should be
busy,
legal.
You don't get to superset, okay? Yeah, okay, if it's a busy, busy hour, that you go on a different hour then. Literally, and this is in this case, to segue, I was working out with my workout partner the other day and we were on a mat that was right in front of this machine. Like we were waiting clearly. And then as the guy gets off, we're walking over to it. He's already gotten all the weights off. And then somebody else asks the guy. The guy's walking away and he says, "Are you done with that machine?" As if to say, like, I have permission now.
Yeah.
I've stepped in front of you. And we were literally going towards a machine. It was a chest machine. And we said, "Oh, I mean, we could do an exercise real quick and work right in." And he's like, "Oh, are you sure?" And it's like, "Yeah, I mean, you're one person, we're two people, you'll be quick." This man did four different exercises on the one machine. Me and my partner, he was taking breaks. He was texting emails. He was sitting there.
That is rude.
He was stretching at one point on the machine.
While you guys are standing there waiting?
No. Me and my workout partner did three different sets on different machines.
Okay, I thought you were standing there waiting.
Two of us. We did six persons worth of workouts and the time it took him to use one machine.
Well, some people take longer.
And I went over there halfway through his workout on just that machine. I said, "Hey, how much longer are you going to be?" And he was annoyed at me. This is after we had done two separate, is this taxes and working out. Welcome to the Kink Education Podcast. We are going to talk about
some, other things.
Yeah, no, okay. Some kinky stuff.
Okay.
But the audacity.
Audacity.
The audacity. The audacity.
And that's the pup tea.
There you go.
There you go.
It was other than that though, if that's the worst parts of our week, if that's the most chaotic parts of our week. I mean, I will wish bad sex upon that guy who was grindering and scruffing while he was emailing while we were waiting.
Grindering, he was going to have bad sex. So,
Oh, well.
And that's the tea.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's the shade.
So today we are getting ready for Austin Kink Weekend coming up here. If you're in the Austin Kink Weekend area. But
which would be Austin, just so you know.
Would we really have to?
Well, you said the Austin Kink Weekend area, so Austin.
Really? We're going to be, she's on another level today. Obviously I'm talking about Austin. We'll be selling some merch at the What's the Saver booth. Daddy and the On Guard crew are doing a show. Mm-hmm. But otherwise Austin Kink Weekend, which, for those that didn't know, is in the Austin area.
Mm-hmm.
Good time if you're out in Texas or even maybe outside the Austin area.
Yeah, you could come to Austin.
Jesus. No, but it is it's a weekend that has not only international people, but tons of different title holders come from all over the states.
Yeah.
So hopefully
it's kind of a jumping off point for IML now.
The two of the three top IML people this last year were at Austin Kink Weekend last year.
It's become kind of this practice run.
I think, well, there's a number of of events and event weekends that people use as launching off points, not only to mingle and make yourself known in the community, but to meet other title holders, which is helpful to people that are trying to fundraise.
Claw just occurred.
Exactly. Claw, MAL, IML, if you're not running at IML, is another great weekend for other event weekends. But today I wanted to talk because I put out this little tweet. Daddy, do you know, here, we're gonna test your internet knowledge, which is always fun.
No good.
Do you know what Disney movie this picture is from? It is a well-to-do guy in a green vest, white shirt, and a bunch of knives are pointed at him. He's got flippy brown hair.
Is that Knives Out?
No.
It looks like the chair from Knives Out.
No, it kind of does look like the chair from Knives Out. It's from a Disney movie, though, a very popular one. The Singing Sword.
I don't know.
It has lots of hair. Disney's.
Rapunzel.
Yeah, close. That's not the name of the Disney movie.
Tangled.
Yes.
Tangled.
Oh my God. Yay. The crowd goes wild. So it's a picture of Flynn Rider with a bunch of knives at his throat. The picture that I'm showing. He's not from Austin. But
that doesn't sound like a real name, Flynn Rider.
Well, I mean,
it kind of sounds like a porn name.
Oh my God. Okay. It does, actually. I know a few Flynn Riders.
I think there's a Twitter account called Flynn Rider.
Anyway, it is this meme format where you say, insert blank that gets this reaction, or insert a situation that gets this reaction. And a lot
where
of people,
someone points knives at you.
So imagine you go to a party of puppies for like a kink puppy play. Mm-hmm. And you go in there and the first thing you say out of your mouth is, "Oh my God, puppies are so fucking annoying." That is a reaction, you know?
We know someone like that.
true. It's not my personal perspective, but that's the reaction you would get from the crowd,
The crowd turns on you.
Correct.
Is what you're saying. Okay.
So like people will be like, name a music situation that has people reacting like this, or people like, you know, does that make sense?
Sure.
So like if you went to a Beyonce concert, you wouldn't say Beyonce because you would get the knives to your throat. So I said, kink takes that have people reacting like this, insert Flynn Rider meme.
Oh.
So
Okay.
So today's podcast, not meant to be divisive as much as I'm curious to hear what hot takes, essentially a hot take.
I'm going to get in trouble, aren't I?
Well, not if you're nice about things.
I'm always nice.
And I'm always nice.
Okay. You're not being nice. You're being mean now.
I'm trying to level the playing field anyway. So these are some of the most ridiculous takes. No, not ridiculous. Maybe different. Weird, ridiculous. These are all used as we're just having conversations, perspectives, but it'll be interesting to see Daddy's perspective. So the first one, the kink takes that have people reacting like, comes from, I'm not even going to read the names.
Like Psycho. We can say Psycho now still, right?
That's the movie that I just referenced. Okay, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Sure. The hot take, some people are too highly strung in an environment that is meant to be fun and an escape from reality. And no, I will not elaborate.
Wow, that's a long one.
So the first part of it.
Some people are just too highly strung. Is that what they're saying?
In the kink community, because it's about kink.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. But I figured we would start out easy.
I don't know if anyone would pull a knife on you for saying that. I think most people would agree with you.
The people that are high strung will pull the knife.
Waiting!
Exactly. I think that's a pretty standard take, honestly. That's not too out there.
I think they're not high strung. I think they're just passionate about what they do, especially if they're...
Oh, no, I think there are some people that are high strung.
Okay.
I think many people are passionate, but people that are not able to unwind enough to have fun, sounds like you need some high love, but... I think the kink community is meant to be fun, right? We're doing this because we like sex, but we want it to be a little bit more spicy, a little bit more interesting, right? You wanted to have a good time.
You wanted to be kinky, sure. But I think, okay. So I think there are two camps on this. I think BDSM used to be a certain way of... which could be seen as a little more rigid. And I think the newer generations have brought more of a playful element into it. And so some people who want to keep the status quo might come off as a little high strung.
That said,
did I say that right?
No. I think that's a fair take because we have multiple facets of the community. Some that come to it for serious play, and some that come to it for
some people take their fetishes very seriously.
Some people come to it for serious play.
I'm agreeing with you.
I know, but let me finish. And some people come to it for silly fun, but still a sexual dynamic. But at the very heart of it, you are coming to the scene for, as I said, play. If you are not having fun while play, the word itself instills a fun dynamic, no? Because we call it a scene. We call it play. We call it sex, you know?
Yeah, but we don't call it recess. So...
I would love a recess from this conversation. I think the take being some people are too high strung, sure. I would agree with.
Okay.
I think we're getting very deeply into it. I don't think anyone's
coming to for you for that, though.
No, but we are taking like 6 minutes to answer the first one, which I thought was going to be a job ballpark, like easy out of the park one.
Well, you should have known. You're talking to me.
The next one says, the hot take is you shouldn't point knives at people without consent because it's a picture of people getting knives in someone's face.
So I think that's coming from a very high strung person.
No, that was funny. It's irony. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like,
do you know the Austin Kink Weekend is happening in Austin?
Because the knives are iron. Is that why?
No.
Irony.
I'm going to.
Come on. That was good.
You got to laugh at my jokes if you want me to laugh at your jokes.
No, you have to laugh first. This is how this
my
works.
Joke came before yours.
I don't think so. I think they're over the top.
Who's high strung now? Okay. How about this next one? This one just says strict DOMs that don't break character are actually abusers who figured out a cheat code.
Oh. Huh. Interesting.
I disagree.
Well, I don't agree with the statement.
What do you agree with? What's your perspective? Go. I'll read it again. Strict DOMs that, in quotes, don't break character are actually abusers who figured out a cheat code.
So I don't think strict DOMs are abusers.
No, I don't think so either.
But I know many, especially from the types of like protocol play. There's a lot of people I was unable to date relationship wise because they never broke character from
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
So they could be very good in a scene, but they wanted to live that scene 24/7. And I like to, you know, I have many facets to my personality, so I couldn't live that lifestyle 24/7. Now, whether they're abusers, I think that's argumentative, but
I think the take's a little hotter than necessary. Yeah. I think it's a few temperatures hotter than what would be considered a great take. I think that the strict doms that don't break character part is definitely a facet that we see in the community, uh-huh. but I think it makes that person more awkward and or less flexible and kind of go with the flow. I think that they're just uptight in that regard, which kind of
I disagree. Callback. I don't think they're uptight. And actually, in some respect, I kind of respect them for not doing that, because if you had a dom that broke character and then was like, hey, girl, blah, 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 you might respect them less as a dom.
Well, again,
because you're seeing their human side.
I wasn't done. I was going to say it could be that. No. I'm just saying it could be that they're too strict or I think that they are very good at what they're doing and they're not breaking character, because you might have a scene around that, you know?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I know. No, we're saying the same thing, but I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it wasn't a matter of they're too uptight, period. I think it could be that, or it could be someone who's just really in the flow of the scene. But mm-hmm. that doesn't instill abuse. And of course, that word is very, like that. That's a triggering word, right? Abuse.
Abuse. Yeah, I think that's too far. I'd pull my knife out on that one.
Oh.
Are we trying to do Knives Out? Is this?
No, it's not Knives Out. It's Tangled. And actually, this next one's very relevant. People who manscape are just too insecure. What? No! Today's second sponsor, Manscaped. This one was planted by me, although didn't realize Tangled would also be a plant into the ad.
And
sponsor.
Manscaped is a lot easier than trying to shave with a knife.
Oh,
let me just tell you.
You
don't nick yourself at all.
Is also brought to you by Manscaped, the leading below the waist groomers, who are building the tools that'll help reduce nicks and cuts. Now, did you know that one man in every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer?
I did not know that.
Well, in fact, Testicular Cancer Awareness Month is coming up, and our friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. So today's sponsor wants to remind you that you can visit manscaped.com/TCS for Testicular Cancer Society to learn more about checking yourself for early signs of cancer. And it's actually been shown that manscaping and being comfortable down there, just doing some trimming every once in a while, does help you to get comfortable with not only the downstairs, but can help you find lumps or things that shouldn't be there. So you can use offer code WATS20 for 20% off and free shipping at Manscaped. Now, let's say you might want to get some tools though, Daddy. What are some of your favorites?
So I like the weed whacker. That's my favorite, which I actually used yesterday because they were getting kind of long. And I like the lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah, I don't like hassle. I don't like making a mess. So did we mention that the tools are not only waterproof, but they travel well, and there's even a little LED light on that lawnmower 5.0. Anyway, check out Manscaped. Please check out Testicular Cancer Awareness Month and support us by supporting them, getting 20% off and free shipping. Because like every famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals.
And don't use a knife.
Yeah. Thank you, Manscaped. Okay, let's see. This next one. Yeah. You should not point knives at people without your consent. Oh, that's fair. That's fair. So many of the hot takes are people just talking about knife play, which is kind of funny.
So which is an edge kink.
True. Oh, knives themselves, I've never gotten into.
So I think knife play can be used two ways. There's the actual cutting. So the cutting sensation. But there's also just the fear factor. Especially if you have a sub who's tied down and just rubbing a knife along their bare skin.
True.
It can be very exciting and scary at the same time.
So you do have to have that consent. But also, there are knives. You remember Britney Spears when she did her little knife dance during like Halloween month?
Yeah.
Remember that?
But weren't they fake knives?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what I was going to say is there are fake knives out there you can get pretty easily on probably Amazon or something. They're dull. Yeah, they have a bit of a look to them, but you wouldn't know that it was fake, especially if you're tied down and someone's like running it along there because it looks like a knife. People were worried about her health because she was dancing with knives.
And those little pinwheel things, they feel like you're being cut.
The Wurttemberg wheel. Yeah,
the Wurttemberg. Wurttemberger?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I would love a burger, please. Thank you.
Whataburger wheel.
Okay, let's do another one of these. This one says, I prefer to explore BDSM without it being centered around sex. Center it on intimacy and exploration is more fun. I feel adding in sex limits will limit the scope of possibility. I don't think that's a hot take. Would you like me to read that again?
Yeah, please. That was a lot. What?
Essentially, I prefer to explore BDSM without it being centered around sex because it closes off what you can do. And it limits the scope of possibility.
I disagree with that.
Why?
Because, yes, you can play that way, and that's fine. But also adding the erotic element of sex, in my mind, makes it way more enjoyable.
They're saying that they'd prefer not to make it centered around that, but center on intimacy and exploration itself. So
you don't have to center it on sex, but it's always nice to get off.
No, I think you're agreeing with the statement. She's saying, I don't want to center it around sex, but that I want to.
I'm saying you don't have to, but I do like it when it's centered around sex.
You can center it all around sex, but they're saying I prefer. It sounds like you're saying the same thing, kind of.
I don't think I am.
Okay.
Because they're saying they don't want the sex to be the main dish, right?
And they want to center it on intimacy and primal exploration.
Which is fine. That's one. There's just two ways to do it. You can do it that way or you can do it the other way. But I don't think one is better than the other.
Yeah, I prefer not making sex the only. I think what they're trying to say is not making sex the goal, the main central goal. I think that if you're doing kink, there's plenty of times you don't get off, right? Like there's sometimes there's not even penetration.
Yeah.
And for some people, that would be sex, or the lack of sex is lack of penetration.
So I guess we need to define what is sex, because I think even if you don't get off, you can still have sex.
Okay. How would you define sex?
When you have sex.
I think it does depend on how you define sex. Penetration, of course, is an archaic way to define sex.
Yeah, I don't define sex as penetration.
That is in some dictionaries.
Like edging to completion, that's sex, right? And there's no penetration to that.
Yeah, getting off for some people is how they define sex.
I mean, Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky,
okay, was that sex or not? And we're there. All I'm saying is I prefer when it's not centered just around sex, too. I like the intimacy. I like the exploration parts. I don't think it's worth getting attacked for with knives. But
pull a knife out over that statement. But yeah.
But I would love if you tried to redefine sex for them in that statement.
It's so tricky, though, right?
This next one's funny. This one says... Okay, I just need to make it clear. These are not my opinions.
Uh-oh.
The opinions we are reacting
this
with are our opinions.
This one's going to be bad if he had to put that statement out.
It says, being a cis male dom is incredibly funny.
Wait, what?
Being a cis male dom is incredibly funny.
And why is it funny?
I think they're trying to get a rise out of the doms.
Cis male doms?
Yes, that they... And my favorite is there are at least from their PFPs, their pictures, there are some white doms in this thread kind of laughing about it. So it's not meant in insult. I think it's meant in total jest, but I just think it's funny. Everyone's funny. Everyone in BDSM is funny in some way. Sometimes people are particular or quirky.
Funny. What's funny mean? Like what are you, funny looking.
Wow, you are really on the definition train today.
No, I'm trying to answer these as the best I can.
This sounds like a brat trying to be funny.
Yes,
it does. More...
So that's what it should be. Brats are funny. Because that does sound like a brat.
This reads as, you can't tame me energy towards a cis male dom that they want to play with, probably.
So you're just trying to goad me into it, right?
It seems like it worked. You seem a little perturbed.
Damn it.
No, they literally said you're funny.
Oh, I'm not funny, damn it.
Is that better? I don't know.
I forgot what I was supposed to be.
This is a hot take.
Okay.
So you're supposed to agree or disagree, essentially.
Okay.
This one says you can't separate politics from kink.
Ooh.
I think that's a hot take, but I agree with it. Because people will be like, stop making it the sexy stuff boring with your politics. Well,
politics affect our kink.
Agreed.
That's making laws so we can't have our
agreed.
Kink. So no.
If you're attacking my sex work on platforms, I'll
pull a knife out on that one.
Sestafosta. Yeah. If you're attacking Pornhub in certain states, like that might be a hot take for you when we start getting political, but our bodies are political. They're trying to mandate how our health works.
Yeah, women's bodies in particular.
And, yes, specifically women, more recently, yes. But it doesn't stop there, because then trans bodies are also included in that.
Yep.
The freedom of just preventative measures for sex and sexuality.
I'm always surprised when people say they don't get into politics, because it affects all of our lives.
Well, you don't have to be 100% energy put into the politics. To be aware of your body, your choices, especially if you're in the sex or kink field, like sex and kink is so politicized. They're trying to block our access to things like PrEP. That's important when they're trying to blame us for certain diseases that happen and trying to then like block our healthcare. That's a problem. It's political. And
trying to say that education is grooming children.
Yeah. Like for us specifically, we have to get political because we try to exist on these platforms that actively block, hide, shadow ban, and react to our content as if we're not trying to literally do the same thing as some of these creators out there that are getting sexual with their content, but they're doing it in jest because it's a funny game channel, you know?
Because they're hot cis males.
Well, so at least funny. More straight-laced cis white people. Yes, absolutely. And we've seen these algorithms that attack marginalized communities predominantly.
I was doing a callback.
Oh, because
they're funny. So,
are they? Are they?
Anyway, knives.
Knives.
Knives out.
Okay, this one. I'm interested to see what Daddy says to this one.
Okay.
This one says, Dom does not equal top. Sub does not equal bottom. And switch does not equal verse. Thoughts?
Ooh, wait. Dom doesn't equal top, which is true.
Yes. Oh, God, this is an if and statement here.
Sub doesn't equal bottom, which is true.
Uh-huh.
Switch or verse doesn't equal switch.
Or switch doesn't equal verse, literally.
See, I don't think that's true.
Why? Ooh, math problems. Ooh.
So, aren't verse and switch the same thing?
So, my take on this kind of, not debate, but this take. Dom, sub, and switch are positions that you take in bed.
Okay.
Top, bottom, verse is kind of the... sex acts, but maybe more so the role that you are playing. Because you can be a dominant bottom.
But if you're playing a verse role, then you're switching.
No, not necessarily. Well, the verse and the switch are a little more gray area, I would say.
Well, this is my point. This is what I'm saying.
Wait, what did I say top, bottom, verse is a position, whereas dom, sub, switch is a mindset. That's how I see it. Because like you can be a dom bottom, but you are in that position of a bottom, so headspace of a dom.
Verse is a mindset, then you're switching from one to the other.
I think in this instance, verse is the you don't care if you penetrate or are penetrated, but switch when you get into a BDSM role, you don't even
now you're back into penetrative sex again. So there are a lot of dom and sub things that aren't penetrative.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm pulling my knife out. Second verse, same as the first.
No, but is the second switch the same as the first?
Yes, they're the same thing. This is what I'm trying to say. I don't think that dom and top are the same thing.
Correct.
I don't think sub and bottom are the same thing. Uh-huh. But I do think switch and verse are the same thing.
I'm agreeing with you in that those are a bit more similar in my mind when used in terminology. But I'm saying dom, sub is like that mentality, that headspace, that kink position, essentially.
I'm not arguing.
Whereas top, bottom is more of that actual position in bedroom, whether you're being more active or more passive in the more traditional stance of like
you can be
penetration
a dom, bottom.
Or not. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'd said that as well.
No, I was saying you are a dom bottom.
I would say I'm more of a dom
verse.
Switch. A dom switch verse.
Well, I'm a subverse.
I'm subversive this conversation. Subversive. No, yeah, you subverse something. You certainly don't top versive. And the next one. Okay. Traditional gender roles are a fetish. In fact, it's the only societally acceptable form of kink. But this would only be controversial to those who aren't familiar with kink. So,
okay, wait, let me unpack that one. So say the first sentence again.
Honestly, that first sentence is what we have to focus on.
Yeah.
Traditional gender roles are a fetish. Now, a fetish is something that is that necessary hyper focus you need to have to get off. And in this very,
I don't know if that's true.
It's not true. But in this, in what they're saying is they're making a joke to the traditional societal what's appropriate of a man and a woman.
Sure.
They're saying that that's almost like a kink or a fetish for normal, quote unquote, normal people. So they're saying like a straight man has a fetish for a woman because that's how it should work societally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but a woman can have a fetish for a woman, too.
Correct. Yeah. But they're saying in the only appropriate societal man and woman Christian Minecraft server.
Now, what's the second sentence?
I don't want to confuse you.
I'm already confused.
I kind of explained that already, the second sentence. That's what I'm saying.
Well, say it again for me.
It's the only socially acceptable form of kink,
okay.
But this would only be controversial to those who aren't familiar with kink. Your brain's exploded.
Yeah, that hurt.
I'm not saying I fully agree, but I understand the joke that they're trying to make.
Uh-huh.
And are you okay over there?
No, it hurt. My brain hurting. Like
because first of all, gender's a construct. Gender's a construct, and also like in the socially acceptable traditional, the man has a penis and the woman has a vagina.
Who sent that question in? I'm going to.
I'm not trying to make. You're going to stalk them? Don't stalk them. I'm not going to even let you. I'm saying that this is funny because gender's a construct, and societally acceptable things are always a kink. Monogamy's a kink in my mind because no one does that anymore. You know, it's the more.
See, that would pull knives out.
Really? Well, it probably would.
For sure.
If people thought I was being fully serious, I'm being. Yeah. This is meant to be a lighthearted joke conversation.
My parents would argue with you on that one.
Oh God. Mom, Dad, safe word. Don't listen. I thought that was a really interesting take, though.
No, it's interesting. It just hurt my brain.
Oh, I got that. Flames.
No. Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ow. Ow. This next one, I think you will be able to understand.
Okay.
So, do you want to take a nice deep breath?
Something on my level.
If this is too much, you guys, pause here, stand up, stretch a little bit, come back. We're your own form of kink therapy. Oh, wait, next one says, kink is not therapy. It's not the kink community's job to heal trauma or fix issues that you should be putting on a therapist.
I agree with that statement, but I also, the flip side... think that there are some therapeutic benefits to kink and BDSM. Okay.
Yeah, one is not mutually exclusive. I didn't say that you couldn't have wonderful, nice, not a replacement for, but supplemental feelings and emotions and chemical body things from kink. That's absolutely normal. It can give therapy in the therapeutic fields, not in the unpacking of trauma.
Yeah, no, don't trauma dump. Don't.
And I think that some people are not ready for this conversation, but... they need to go to a therapist, not seek out a new dom to unpack that trauma.
Yeah.
And this is not, and to that, therapy is expensive. So we're not trying to gouge people or say that you need to be able to afford that.
And so then you're saying that if they do that to their dom, they should pay them?
Okay, we're not getting into FinDom, although I bet you there's a FinDom one in here.
Oh, I've yet to do me, and oh God, never mind, I'm not going to say this statement.
Oh, wow, growth.
I was going to say, in
this conversation of just therapy in general, yes, of course, kink has good therapeutic feels, but it is not a replacement for actual therapy, and I have experienced... I've witnessed friends. I've not experienced this kind of trauma therapy mix up, but I've experienced seeing friends continue to hop from dom to dom because a dom didn't work out, and then they would accuse that dom of abuse.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it too, and over and over and over.
Sometimes
I've actually been accused of it.
It's a matter of I don't think people are able to communicate their wants and needs and navigate consent properly, or even communicate that. And I don't want to say that that is then on the Dom, because the Dom misunderstood what was very clear.
I mean, they shouldn't. A Dom should be taking care of your well-being in this sexual play that you're having.
Yeah.
Not your shouldn't be responsible for your entire mental well-being.
No. And I think that they should have those conversations of like, well, what do you, so this is what I like to do is like, what are you expecting aftercare? Like, what is the extent of the scene? And it helps to put that in writing so you know what's going to happen, but also so that you're clear where the boundaries are and hopefully don't cross those. But if you do, that's where you should unpack that and have a communicate. Like, a lot of times where this breaks down is like bad communication from the negotiation standpoint onward, because you can be as communicative as you want, but sometimes people don't actually listen.
Yeah, no, I agree. And what's ironic about this is I'm going through trauma therapy with a qualified therapist right now about my childhood. And also talking in parallel some of my BDSM sex with Doms I'm having. And what is interesting in that is the therapist is pointing out the good parts of the BDSM sex I'm having with Doms that actually is helping to heal childhood trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, what was that you said? You're working with a professional.
Yes, I'm paying a professional to do it. It's costing a shit ton of money, but yeah. I'm still doing it.
Which is why this is a very multifaceted conversation.
It's totally worth it.
It is. Yeah. If you can afford it sometimes. So I don't want to like shame people who can't afford therapy. I do want to, though, at least give a, I mean, it's not bad to have a conversation about like, sometimes we don't realize the damage that can be done through bad communication. And all it takes really is just taking it a bit slower sometimes, realizing when you've done wrong, and being able to communicate just a little bit better in some cases.
I think there's a difference from expecting your Dom to be a healthy support for you to being your therapist.
Yeah, or even in a relationship.
Don't treat your Dom as your therapist.
True. Or boyfriend for that matter, or girlfriend, or significant other. If that's the expectation, should be there that you guys are in a relationship. If
especially if you've had very troubled past.
Yeah. And I've seen many a friend that was like, I don't know if we're boyfriends yet. And I'm like, well, have you had a conversation? Well, I don't want to make a big deal about it. No, and it's like, I know what do you mean? No, you don't. I know many people this way. This is not a personal experience. Sometimes communicating is hard.
Yeah.
And rather than text someone back that you accidentally left them on read, you ignore it. And then it gets even worse. Now I'm speaking about my own personal.
I was going to say, why are you looking at me? I answer all your texts.
But do you answer everyone else's?
This sounds
No, I'm speaking from experience here of like, I've been in those shoes too of like, oh, fuck, I missed that text.
Right.
And then I feel bad. But honestly, more often than not, if I'm just honest, I'm like, fuck, I missed this text. I'm sorry. This weekend I was doing taxes, you know? And then they were like, oh, it's all good. And then you could pick it right back up.
So that was not a Knives Out one.
I think it's a spicy comment that a lot of people will be like, but I feel like sometimes the people that react in the ha-hoo-ha might need to have that knives. Conversation.
I think they need to have their knives taken away.
Stop. No, stop. Okay.
They should just be
No. Okay, next.
Don't cover my mic.
Next.
That's rude.
Next one. Without kink shaming, kinks would not be kinks.
Without kink shaming, kinks would not be kinks.
I kind of agree. Wait. Without the shame and stigma that we get put into with some of society's standards, as we were talking about, I think kinks wouldn't be as powerful as they are. Like, because you do this stuff, because it's sometimes sensational.
You mean the taboo nature of it makes it
exactly
kinky?
Yeah. No.
So, no, because I think there are kinks that are socially acceptable as well. Like stocking and high heels. Those are kinks for a lot of straight men. And that's socially acceptable.
In what world?
What do you mean?
Stocking and high heels?
I'm not saying they wear them. I mean on women.
Okay. Misunderstood what you were saying.
I was not saying sorry. Cross-dressing.
No. That's what I heard because of the way you said that.
No, I'm saying having a kink. That's socially acceptable. Of course you go that way.
What do you mean? You said... Okay. If you also heard that, please let me know. I was physically picturing a guy in stockings and high heels, which by my standards, totally fine.
Taboo
girl,
kink
mama,
society.
I love RuPaul's Drag Race.
But society has a lot of acceptable kinks to it.
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying I agree with without kink shaming, kinks wouldn't be kinks. It just wouldn't be the same.
All right.
If there weren't people out there being like, ew. But
I don't think you can include that for all kinks. I think you can say for a majority. Let's just say that.
You are really on your technicalities today. Yeah, and I don't know that I dislike it.
I like blanket statements like that.
That's the point of these conversations, though. Of course, we don't agree with all of them. Of course, we don't fully agree with every single thing said. But the point here is not to like, this is how society is, but to have a conversation that's like, oh, let's talk about sex workers' rights. When we talk about the ethics there, let's talk about how gender is a construct in the grand scheme and how some people could consider even gender a kink because of the way we look at it constructurally. Like, and even this, like we're talking about shame and stigma, which is deep seated and burnt into our society.
No, I agree with all of that. I'm just saying you can't say all kinks.
Okay, but you can't be burnt into society and blanket statement it at the same time. You're going to be too cold. You're going to be too warm.
Okay, that is not a Knives Out statement.
Okay, but you know who I wish was here?
Who?
Who's the actor in Knives Out?
Oh.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Because she would help with the trauma.
Okay.
She was great in that movie.
No, who was? Oh, 007 was the
other. Yes, James Bond was James in that Bond. Movie.
What's his name?
I don't know actors and actress names. You got Jamie Lee Curtis out of me, so and that's hot. Enough.
Do you remember in Casino Royale where he's tied to the chair and the villain was beating his balls with.
Oh, apparently,
such a hot scene.
Apparently you do.
Daniel Craig.
There you go.
Got it. I got there.
You got there.
Thank you.
I was literally Googling it. So next, the Knives Out comment says, most doms feel they have an excuse to be shitty to subs.
Wow. See, that's a gross overgeneralization, I think. It is. Okay.
It is.
I think that sub had a very bad experience.
I think that they might have had a bad experience. Yeah. We don't have to agree with it. We can just move on.
Okay.
I feel bad when people have those opinions, though.
Yeah, I do, too, because there's not a lot of doms out there. So let's not drive them all underground.
The dom pool is smaller than the sub pool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's valid to have those experiences. It's unfortunate that they do.
Yeah.
Obviously. We hope that we can avoid that by having more conversations.
And are there dick doms? Sure. That's doms that are dicks. But I wouldn't say all of them. Dick dom. You heard it here first.
How about this one?
Okay.
The hot take. It's not always about sex. We kind of had that conversation. I agree. It shouldn't always be about sex.
I agree too.
It shouldn't always be about sex. Because if it is, I think that you're closing off the world of possibilities that you could have.
Well, so much of BDSM sex is mental, right? And control.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of it, yeah. And control, whether it's physical or mental. There's a good, you want to have a good balance of that, I think, in a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to have some mind games, if you can, if that's what you're into. But having the physicality in there as well makes it a lot more dynamic.
Yeah.
How about this one then? Which says, okay, interesting. The Knives Out comment, the hot take says, reposting subs dick pics on your timeline is non-consensual as your followers did not sign up for dick content if you are a pussy owner.
Wait, what? on which platform?
My tweet
which,
made it to the straight kinksters. Oh no!
Which platform are you talking about? Wait, what was this?
So this, I get what they're saying. I get their, okay. And I love the straight community, the bi community, the queer community. I found it funny. There was also one comment in here that was breeding kinks are only weird when someone gets pregnant. And I was like, what?
What?
Like breeding kinks, which a breeding kink for gay men, very different. I was going to
say, how many gay men get pregnant?
Well, that was just it. It was from a straight person. No, that's fine. Okay. But this one is essentially saying reposting your subs dick pics on your timeline. So retweeting or reposting is non-consensual to your followers. Thoughts? So let's say your follower.
It depends on what type of profile you have.
Sure.
So people can choose to follow you or not, right?
So this
if you don't
person,
like the dick pics, stop following.
Sure. So this specific person is a pussy owner, they say. Mm-hmm. And so the dick pics are unconsensual if it's retweeted. Now, taking the more straight perspective or even just the fact that they don't want dick pics.
Stopping you for a second.
Sure.
You said reposting, so they're not even posting. It's not like they put a picture that they took of their sub and put it on their timeline.
They're like reposting or retweeting.
They're reposting one that their sub posted.
Now, as a sex-positive person, as a sex positive person with profiles that say 18 up, there's nudity on this profile. If I'm reposting some porn, I feel like if my account is a porn content profile, I feel like you would expect that there might be more porn that I'm sharing.
Yeah, I repost dick all the time.
Yeah, and this one is coming from someone who
and I think the people who follow me know that. So sure. If they don't want to see that, don't follow me.
Well, this person's
that's
also
a personal choice.
A Findom born again Christian goddess.
What? Okay.
Knives are
that's
out.
My knife out. Out. That's my knife out right there. How are you a born again Christian Findom goddess?
I was looking at the comments, not the profiles of the people leaving.
I think that just means that they have they have a church.
I mean, yeah, if they're Findoming. back to reality. Oops, there goes gravity. which was created by God. Back to the comment. The overarching here is I have a porn account that I post the sexy stuff on on Twitter.
The scenes.
And my more straight laced, like, here's our YouTube stuff so that it doesn't get restricted and shadow banned. That's the reason I do that. Do I want to have two accounts? No, I'd post the nudes on the normal account, but it does literally like tank my engagement because I'm not, my main account's not a porn account. Now, on my porn account, I see porn nonstop. And when people start reposting all of their friends' porn, I turn off the retweets, which to this fine person, this person that left this comment, you can do that.
This woman of God.
Well, I don't know. That's a whole other can of worms I don't want to open up.
This Findom to God.
My knife. All I'm saying is, I don't think it's a consent violation if you follow someone who posts pornography and they retweet porn from someone you didn't want to see.
Yeah, no.
That is the functionality of the website.
Yeah.
Turn off the retweets.
Yeah.
But you're consent
definitely
violation.
On the wrong platform.
Especially if you're a Christian born again sex worker, which I don't want to be rude. Religion is used as a weapon so often. And if that gets a knife out in my face, fine. But it's when religion is used as a weapon in a weird way that I don't like. It's uncomfy. There's nothing wrong with spirituality at all. Unless you're a cis male dom and then you're incredibly funny.
And then
funny.
You're just funny. Which apparently I'm funny.
This one just says Findoming. Period.
I'm not gonna argue.
I think that that can be a divisive kink. I think it's a valid kink, and I've seen it done a number of ways ethically. I've also seen it done a number of times, and it does not end well for the fin sub. I think that to do it ethically would be to draw lines and contracts, like much like my accountant knows my limits of things when I spend things, like there should be a bit of a trial or not trial and error, but like literally a check and a balance, quite literally. Like I know fin subs that have specific portioned off parts of their like their own accounts, their bank stuff that is literally their fin sub account. You know, they put like a
gambling.
Specific literally. And then, however you do your fin subbing or doming, some people do wheels.
We're gonna get the letters this year.
What do you mean? I'm not shaming anyone. I'm just saying I've heard of good fin subs and I've heard of bad fin sub experiences. That's all.
I kind of like the path of, and I still haven't done it. I should probably do this. You know, there's that app, Buy Me a Coffee.
Kofi?
Is it Kofi?
I believe it's pronounced Kofi, K-O-F-I, but yes.
Why, is it German?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it's pronounced that way.
Okay. Anyway, so if you want to give someone a tribute, I get that. I have a problem when they're like bragging about draining you to your broke.
That's
ethical
fantasy
to me.
That it's not ethical. No, but I feel that is sometimes fantasy to help people feel like get off, like, you know.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not fantasy when they're really pulling
sometimes.
Money out of your account.
That's, I said sometimes.
That's over the line of fantasy.
Of course, I'm saying there's a difference between fantasy and reality.
Yeah.
I'm saying I know friends, we have friends in the sex work community who brag and boast, and it's an act. It's an act to get people to the fantastical jerk off point of And then there are people that we see online who literally post the PayPal things. And I'm not saying that that's unethical, but I'm just saying that makes me more uneasy than people that are creating content that is fantastical and people that are doing it ethically and only giving the means. Or let's put like to get into the Ko-fi realm, Twitch streamers have actual like lists that they put out there to their community.
Yeah, Amazon wish lists, those kind of things. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
I think that's a fun ethical way to do fin dubbing.
So actually, I think this one wins today because one word and it's caused all this controversy already.
It's not controversy.
Knives Out, yes.
It's agreed. Not controversy. I think that it's a... I would much rather have conversations about this.
Well, and we've discussed this before.
I know, but not with a professional.
We need a professional.
But see? See?
I don't know who I want to open that can of worms.
And we're not even kink shaming. It's just we are very clear that it is it's a very touchy subject in kink.
We're not kink shaming because that would mean it's a kink.
God damn it.
Call back.
Yay. Okay. Last but not least.
Yeah.
Marriage.
Oh.
Not the ooh.
Ooh. I agree and disagree with that.
Go. Why do you agree?
Because I think marriage is good for
taxes.
For some people. I think it actually is a really good institution for some people.
Okay, you can't call it an institution.
It is an institution. I know,
institution what do you has think? Such a negative connotation to no, it, though, as a word.
But that is the problem with marriage, is so many people wrap it up in love without realizing the financial implications of what marriage is.
And talking about the hate that comes with it. No, kidding. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Anyway.
Call back.
I'm on two fences on marriage. Marriage.
Marriage, keep in mind,
is the reason we are here today.
That have people reacting like this, if their comment's marriage, I think kinky people can get married. I don't know that I know as many kinksters who are married, though.
It was when gay marriage came out in 2008, was it?
Speak on it.
So many kinksters got married.
Yeah.
But I've seen that kind of curtail off, and I've seen a lot of divorces, too. And I've seen that kind of curtail off recently. As a matter of fact, I know people who have gotten married and were silent about it, didn't tell anyone because they were treating it like an institution.
So this is where the knife is out, is like, I support Stan. I'm excited for people when they get to express their love in their marriage.
And I like the marriage part, that it's the ultimate commitment.
It is.
Right.
I don't need to make a whole rigmarole of it, almost like a gender reveal. Like, if you want to invite me to your marriage, I'll be there. I'll support you. But in my mind, a relationship's a relationship. Mm-hmm. And as someone who's, we're not married.
It's not more valid with the marriage license.
Yeah. It doesn't make your relationship better or more kinky, especially if we're talking about like kink specific ones. But it makes your relationship. Like it's your own special dynamic.
It's just a different level of your relationship.
So I know that people will get bent out of shape about talking about kinksters that get married. But if it makes you happy, get married.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care whether they're kinksters or not kinksters.
True. I just thought that was a funny one-liner as well. I saved the one-liners for the last because you can interpret those so easy.
Yeah, that's why I'm like on the fence on that one. I don't know. I've got half a knife out. I've got a butter knife out.
How's that? Ooh. I mean, that's a great way to do knife play, though, is just get just a butter knife. Because in the dark, you can't see the sharp.
Stab very well.
It's just a little tiny one. No, you're not supposed to stab. That's the point. Although some butter knives have that little pokey part, you know?
The pokey part in the butter knife?
It's like a little poke. It's not like a sharp part. It's like, never
like
mind.
The little tapered fork at the end?
Yeah. It's like a little whoosh.
A whoosh?
Like when the hair goes
whoosh.
Okay. I'm about to pull a knife out on you, Daddy, if you're not careful.
Wow.
So if you'd like to see us pulling out our butter knives, which is an innuendo for many things. Oh, wrong button. Yeah.
Ooh. No, actually, I think that was
accurate. Both of them at the same time.
I think that was an accurate that's sound effect.
You can have a good or bad reaction, and they can find you at Daddy.
If you want to see the naughty stuff, you can go to MrChristopher.com. If you want to see my tweets where I retweet a lot of dick pics.
Yeah, don't do that if you don't want dicks.
Go to Christopher Weston, and that's Christopher with a K.
You can find me everywhere at Pup Amp or Pup Amp for the... or pupamp.com for the sexy stuff. This has been What's Your Safe Pod, a What's a Safe Word production, and we appreciate all your hot takes and hot cakes, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
And of course,
our Patreons are going to stick around for a little aftercare, where I don't even know what today's topic is going to be, but it is always interesting and hot.